436, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday afternoon. The real campaign gets underway now, right? Isn't that what everybody keeps saying? All right, well, we have an election coming up for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. On my side of the aisle, anyway, we knew who our candidates were, who our nominees were. The Democrats had a selection of six people for lieutenant governor, two people for attorney general. My own personal perspective is that they went out of their way, Virginia Democrats did yesterday, to elect the two most radical people out of the options for lieutenant governor and attorney general. So maybe they're just telling us this really is what we believe. It's what we're standing on, and it's going to be very interesting. Now, John Reed has been the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor for some time. He's been with us before. We invite him back, and I will tell you, as I've said to John, I invite all of these folks. We have now six statewide candidates. I would love to have each and every one of them on this program and have a conversation about what it is that they see as important for my beloved Commonwealth. John, thank you for being here.
Hey, you know I'm never going to pass up the chance to talk to you, my friend, and I hope you will get Senator Hashmi on at some point. We remember, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, she was booked to come on the morning show when I was hosting it, and then she canceled the night before. And I thought, I don't even know you. Why would you cancel? I'm not going to be mean. I'm not going to be ugly. We're not going to agree, but it's okay. So I, at some point here, I guess she and I will talk or have a debate, and that will be good. And I'd like to keep it, you know, above board and not nasty. I think Virginians are tired of all the garbage, and I'm going to try to my best to talk about issues and be reasonable and responsible in the way we address this stuff.
Well, you've been doing that for a long time, reasonable and responsible. Let me inquire. You mentioned debates. I've never run for office, and hoping to keep my my record untarnished, I don't intend to run for office. But there should be debates. How does that get organized? Is that you reaching out to her? Is it team members, the party? How does that all work?
You know, sometimes there are groups that want to host a debate, and they will reach out. I think there are a couple of schools that have already done that. I mean, I couldn't get focused on that prematurely until I knew that we were through all of this. And so I suspect that there'll be a bunch of groups that will reach out. And I think the lawyers do a debate every year, maybe. And then maybe William and Mary. I got to check and see who's done. It's weird. I was the moderator of the debate where Tim Kaine was running for lieutenant governor. How crazy is that? I don't even know what year that was. But back when I was at Channel 8 as one of the anchors, they asked me to be the moderator and one of the questioners. And now look at where I am. I'll be in the hot seat. But I'm excited about it. I did a press conference today. I heard Charles mention it in the newscast, which I appreciate you all covering it and being fair about everything. I'm not looking for you to put your thumb on the scale and help me out. You know, I think you guys will be fair, and I appreciate that. But, you know, Ghazala Hashmi has been the chairwoman of the Education Committee in the State Senate. And does anybody really feel good about public education in Virginia? I mean, it's better than some places, but we got a problem, and I just wish everybody would confess that, and let's get in a room and come up with some solutions that give parents the options instead of us mandating things to people. That's a difference in attitude that I hope to be able to bring to the Capitol.
Do you think that that is the leading issue that separates you from Senator Hashmi?
Well, that's going to be one of them. I mean, look, I'm trying not to be mean, but she is really crazy far left. So, yeah, education is going to be one of them. She wants to make sure that the teachers' unions don't lose a dime. And that translates to me to saying, I don't care whether your kids are well-educated. And if, you know, in my case, I left Henrico Public Schools not because the schools weren't good, but because I was having trouble with math. And I needed more personal instruction. So, you know, I went to St. Christopher's. Well, that costs money. And fortunately, my grandparents helped pay for it, and we got a little help, and we made that work. But not everybody has those resources. So, you know, all these Democrats who talk about how much they care about minorities and, you know, the working class families, hey, why don't you actually show that and come up with some solutions so that if you live in a neighborhood that doesn't have the best schools or you don't have a lot of extra money, mm-hmm. you still have a shot at going to a school that will give you whatever extra help you need or the type of study that will help you. I just don't understand this mindset where they lock that out.
That is a great point. John Reed is joining us. John, of course, hosted our morning show for a number of years. He is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. We now know that Ghazala Hashmi, a state senator, maybe from Chesterfield, maybe not from Chesterfield, depending on the way you look at the paperwork. But I'll leave that over there for now. But that is John's opponent. She is the opponent. I also wonder about the radical nature, John. It is one thing, and both of us, I think, have very good friends that go back years who we would disagree with on policy. They would be in a different political party. We can still have a great time. We can discuss things, debate things. But Ghazala Hashmi really does embody the most radical elements inside the Virginia Democrats in the year 2025.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't have chosen a more left, a way, way, way left of center person to help lead their party. And I think that when the average Virginian looks at this binary choice of John Reed, you know, conservative Republican versus a radical leftist who's been in the state Senate proposing crazy ideas, perpetuating the trans ideology that I think is just ruining the lives of a lot of kids, refusing to give tax breaks even on gas to, you know, working families while she talks about caring about working families, I think it's going to be pretty clear. And I want to be that reasonable voice. And I said today, if you don't agree with me, it's okay. I'm still willing to listen to you. I'm still willing to try to find those areas of commonality. Jeff, that's what's been missing in Virginia for the last several years, yes. is that mindset that used to be widespread, where Republicans and Democrats could sit down at a table together and work it out. And look at the way they've treated Glenn Youngkin. I mean, he's bent over backwards to try to work with some of these people, and they flip their middle finger at him and call him a racist and a bigot, and they're horrible to him.
Yep.
So I'm gonna do my best to restore some decency and normalcy to the state capitol, and I think it's gonna be clear that I'm serious about it.
Well, I love to hear that. I also love the fact that we used to have the Virginia way, whether it was Governor Wilder talking about it or other folks in the political realm. The Virginia way was exactly that. It was talking about issues, knowing full well you're not going to agree on everything. There might be some people you wouldn't agree with on anything, but that's okay. But you could still have that conversation. Ghazala Hashmi, who is your opponent now for lieutenant governor, I remind everybody, John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. She has gone all in with the sanctuary cities and counties. She has gone all in with the personal attacks on Governor Youngkin. She's gone all in with these pro-Hamas crowds that have popped up. Are these going to be big issues as far as you're concerned?
Oh, of course. They've got to be, because it draws the distinction. Almost everything that people don't like about Virginia today, Ghazala Hashmi has been one of the people leading the Democrat Party to the left. Yeah. You know, whether it was keeping kids out of school, right? And the masks
right.
in the school. She was one of the people who was pushing that.
Right.
I don't think I'm making that up. She would probably still sit here and tell you she did the right thing. Okay, we don't want that. We didn't like that. Even people who were left of center didn't like that.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the things that bothers me is I went to St. John's Church. It's a little thing maybe for some people. But I went to St. John's Church for the anniversary of Patrick Henry's big Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, right? Mm-hmm. Back in March.
Yes.
And I was proud to be there. I'm proud to be a Virginian. And so I thought, this is great. People around the country will remember Virginia. They'll come to Richmond. This is good for tourism. And it's good for us to understand our history, right?
Yes.
Ghazala Hashmi wasn't in the church with me, commemorating that with the governor and all these VIPs. She was standing outside with a big bullhorn screaming about Donald Trump, raising hell in the park, so that the guests who were there kept hearing all these shouts. I'm like, why would you as a state senator choose to help destroy or at least mar an event that we should all take some pride in and help promote the state? And that radical attitude is just not something that I think people are on board with. Even if you feel strongly, it's just not behavior that I would engage in.
Yeah. Yeah, there does seem to be a not just an uncivil attitude. There's also an immature attitude of if I don't like what you're saying or I don't agree with, I'm simply going to sit here and throw a tantrum, which seems to define a lot of the Democrats these days in terms of their behavior. And you point out quite correctly, John, the very same people who are telling us they're in favor of helping working people and poor people are saying, oh, no, we're not going to cut the car tax. We're not going to have any sort of tax cut for you and let you keep your own money. We'll hold on to it. I mean, after all, we know better than you do how to spend it.
Yeah. And then it's interesting that at least give the Democrats credit for recognizing that LeVar Stoney was a disaster in Richmond. I mean, did you see those numbers?
Yeah.
He just got crushed in the city that elected him mayor twice.
Yep.
They realized this guy has totally blown it, but then they never recalibrate and say, maybe it's our ideas that are bad ideas, so they go with Ghazala Hashmi.
Yeah.
I mean, I think at some point everybody's going to wake up and go, you know what? It's time for reasonable and responsible and fair-minded people back at the Capitol, and they'll be able to work this out in the best interest of the citizens. And one of the things I want to stress with everybody is I'm for your freedom. You know, I don't think we need Democrats or Republicans sitting in Richmond telling everybody what they have to do. I think we need to get out of people's way. Let them make good decisions for their business and their personal lives, you know, as much as we possibly can. We're not going to be dictating from Richmond what different counties have to do. You know, as much as possible, let's let people make their own decisions. And hopefully we will educate and inspire a really great population of people who want to make those good decisions. And I just hope that maybe I'll be able to cut through all the garbage and people will hear what I pray is a refreshing, freedom-based message for my campaign and for the future of Virginia.
Well, I love it. I am looking forward to the campaign. I think it's going to be fascinating. I think there are some very interesting folks, and obviously I want people to reach out to you, remind everybody about what your website is, so they can learn more, support you if they like, get a sign, whatever.
Make a big donation. That could
make
help
a big
me.
Donation, sure. Why not?
JohnReedForVirginia.com. R-E-I-D, all spelled out, JohnReedForVirginia.com. And you know what, Jeff? You brought up the debate thing.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys at WRVA offer to host a debate? I mean, I would do it because I think you would treat me fairly. Maybe we could convince Senator Hashmi. I would be up for that if y'all want to do it.
Fair enough. I will get Jeremy on that ASAP. We're going to reach out to everybody. I've told you this from the beginning. It's not going to be just you. Everybody is invited. I think the future of this Commonwealth, my beloved Commonwealth, is on the line. I want everybody here. Yeah, we'd be happy to have such a debate. John, I look forward to chatting with you again in the not-too-distant future. I'm hoping I get the chance to chat with your opponent as well, because I think that would be fascinating. And as I always say, please give your mom a hug, because she's an amazing woman.
She will be very happy to hear from you always. Thank you, Jeff. Tell everybody hi there at the station.
Will do. Thank you, John. That is John Reed. He is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. And if you don't know John's mom, Judy Reed, like 10 of the best human beings you would ever meet. Great, great people. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.